Talking with Melanie Mays. She is the executive director for the Artist Series of Tallahassee. What a remarkable organization they are. And then Kathy Whitten Tully is our guest in the second hour. Three generations of Whitten Glass. You're going to learn a lot about what they've been doing to get through this last couple of years. Stay with me.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Brought to you by Whitten Glass, Tallahassee's first name in glass for your home or office. And by Merry Maids. Call Merry Maids. Relax. And it's done.
In 1945, Jack Whitten started a glass company in Tallahassee. Now, over 70 years and three generations later, it's still working every day, doing just as Jack wanted, giving his customers real solutions for replacing window glass, providing custom-cut mirrors, and supplying superior bath and shower enclosures. Local building contractors know Whitten Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. They prefer Whitten because of their precision and mastery of eye-catching storefront glass and countertop glass. It's a fact. When you choose Whitten Glass, you're working with real glass people who will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. It's what Jack Whitten wanted, and it's been the Whitten way of doing business for over 70 years. Whitten Glass, Tallahassee's first family in glass since 1945. Call Whitten Glass today or visit them online, 850-222-5781 or whittenglass.com. Fine occasion it is when we have someone like you joining us for this couple of hours of conversation. We call it Tallahassee Talks with yours truly, Brian Cerny. And in that conversation or those conversations, we find ourselves often covering some of the same ground, a lot of the same issues, whether it's personal health, community activities, I mean, governance and politics, local, regional, yeah, even state. We get into talking with people who are doing their very best in their own capacity to achieve something or to serve someone or someone's organizations that are devoted to the wellness, the goodness of other folks, or who are in their own capacity contributing to our welfare because of the kind of activity that they're engaged in. And so we're going to talk with Melanie Mays, the Artist Series, now 27 years old they are, and she's been with them for a few of those, to bring to this community world-class musicians, I mean, no exaggeration, chamber music, as it's referred to generally, because you're looking at individual solo performances or trios, sometimes a quartet or so, but because it's in that history of chamber music, it's always about a very intimate setting, in this case, Opperman Music Hall, which is great, and the kinds of performances that you are able to be a part of that you couldn't find anywhere else, certainly not in Tallahassee. And if you were to go across the country, you'd pay sizably for the experience, not to mention the travel time. But here you are and I are in Tallahassee, the capital of one of the fastest growing states in the nation. And for their part, the Artist Series of Tallahassee saying, yeah, you guys deserve to see some of the best musical talent that we can bring you. And it is remarkably, remarkably beneficial. If you find yourself sort of on the outside looking in, well, can I encourage you to do something for yourself or at least for your kids? Expose them to this opportunity, right?
You're looking at a ticket price, what, $25, $5 for students? Come on now. You know, you can spend that much on a lunch, $25, heaven's sakes, and get a remarkable opportunity to witness a concert performance that, I mean, again, it's no exaggeration. It is unduplicated, right? So tomorrow afternoon, 4 o'clock, Opperman, Daniel Sue, pianist, yeah, native of San Francisco, began his career when he was 6 years old taking piano lessons. Reminds us of our own Danny Bedrosian, who likewise is concert-trained, classically trained artist, pianist. Made his concerto debut, this is Daniel Sue, with the Fremont Symphony Orchestra. He was 8 years old. His recital debut at the Steinway Society of the Bay Area when he was 9. And before that, he was accepted into the Curtis Institute of Music, oh my goodness, at the age of 10. So this guy's going to be here tomorrow afternoon. And you can still, there's still time. You can walk up, get your ticket at the door, Opperman Music Hall, Florida State University. Starts at 4 o'clock. Give yourself a gift. And it's my contention that you deserve it. We deserve it. We deserve this caliber of opportunity. We are certainly a beer-loving, sports-loving, t-shirt-loving town. Okay. But that's not all we love. Isn't that right, Carl? We have more to offer one another and the community at large, and even the region. And that diversity then brings to us all kinds of experience, whether it's an art festival or a musical performance, if it's a rock concert, for heaven's sakes, or a basketball game or softball. Yeah, we're all of those things. Or then there's, of course, the natural world. We have some of the best rivers in the world for kayaking and canoeing. Those who have moved here in the last, I don't know, 10, 12 years, maybe 20, raving about. And now Tallahassee's sporting all of these trails. Yeah. If you're a cyclist, man, you got a host of Trailahassee opportunities. Well, folks, I'm just here to say, as your faithful cheerleader, you can do this. Do yourself a favor. I hope it comes to the point where you're just struggling to decide what cool thing to go do. It certainly is a fair objective. If we can get to that point where we're going to have to make some hard decisions about where we spend our time and our dollars in the way of concerts and festivals and all their other kinds of activities. Well, there's one coming up here. This is entitled, or actually it's in running now. It's called Witness to History. This is the Holocaust Remembered by Florida Survivors. It's actually an original exhibit, an exhibition of the Florida Holocaust Museum. And throughout World War II, government and community leaders and ordinary people, well, they had to make choices, ethical choices, based on their own circumstances, personal morality, or even political forces. The Nazis carried out their plans to murder European Jews and millions of others, while some individuals, groups, and governments chose at great risk to protect and rescue those who were targeted. So this is an exhibit in which you will find examples of perpetrators, bystanders, victims, and those upstanding people who said, no, we're not doing this. We're fighting you, fighting back, and or we're protecting. It's an exhibit that's going on at Tallahassee Community College now through the end of April. So you want to make sure that's part of your experience. Speaking of things to do, Leon County is announcing a spring Soul Festival at the Capital City Amphitheater. That's at Cascades Park. It's coming up April 7. proudly announcing the Spring Soul Festival featuring Southern Soul singer King George performing there at Cascades Park. Tickets go on sale yesterday, March the 11th. And if you want to get tickets, looks like you can go to Leon County Division of Tourism / Visit Tallahassee. So that's available to you. Just call the number 800-628-2866. The Spring Soul Festival at Cascades Park coming up April 7th. Stay with me. I've got Melanie Mays ready to talk with you.
Hi, I'm Josh, and this is an ad for Supersigns. We were going to do an ad that was funny or maybe really dramatic, you know, something clever, but that just didn't work. So I'm just going to tell you, Supersigns is great. I mean, they're really great. And it's not just me saying it. Lots of people posting and talking to their friends. Here's one. We are so happy with all our signs and banners by Supersigns. Highly recommend. Here's another. These guys are awesome. They run their business with great quality and service. Our lighted sign looks fantastic. I can't rave enough. Super Signs does the really big stuff, like outdoor lighted signs, vehicle wraps, wall murals, and all the banners, the yard signs, and indoor signs too. So for your business or your birthday party, Super Signs is your sign company. So that's it. That's our ad. Super Signs is great. I mean, really, really, really great. You should call them, 422-1883, or go to their website, yoursupersigns.com. How's that for clever?
Hi, I'm Melissa Bruner, and you're listening to Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
The Artist Series of Tallahassee has been in operation, providing a remarkable array of talent from around the world for now 27 years. It promotes and encourages the appreciation of classical chamber music while developing a broad-based, sustainable audience in North Florida. Melanie Mays is the chief cook and bottle washer for the Artist Series, and she is our delightful, always entertaining guest. How are you, Melanie?
I'm great, Brian.
Yeah, you say so. We're going to find out.
I am.
Well, yeah, okay. We'll let you go with that.
I was really early for the interview, remember?
You were very early for this appointment today, and I'm so impressed. Yeah. You were so amped about the whole experience.
You're
like,
was.
I just want to be there now.
That's right.
Even though you're, what, 3 hours ahead of schedule. But that's, see, that's what makes you successful in life.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's also why nobody knows where you are at any one time.
That's
because
exactly
you could be
right.
Anywhere trying to keep up with all that you have going on. And folks, I want to tell you, if this is your first conversation with the lovely Melanie Mays, you know, she does a whole lot of good stuff for a lot of people that a lot of times doesn't show up anywhere in print or even online. For that, I want to give you opportunity to tell us more about the Artist Series. And that's just one of many projects that I know you're involved with, and we can talk about Monticello Opera House. We can talk about your business in Monticello, because I know you've had that going for some time. You got a lot of good stuff, but let's start with the Artist Series. 27 years running, this thing has been going.
Yeah, a couple of years ago, we celebrated our 25th, and it was a great thing because all that happened pre-COVID, so we were actually looking okay during COVID. We were okay. We managed with a lot of help from grants and some really wonderful patrons that we have who didn't want to see us fold, but with a lot of hard work too.
Right.
So, you know,
right.
We went to a completely online series, pre-recorded videos.
Yeah.
And it worked great during 2020. And then this year we were able to come back. But we're doing both. We're doing the live performance with the artists flying in and doing their performance in Opperman Hall for us. And then we also live stream it. And then it is videoed at the same time. Of course, live stream becomes the video. And WFSU does that for us. They do a great job. And then it's available for 1 week following the live concert so people can watch it.
Well, that's a very cool thing.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. It happens that among those performing arts organizations, especially music and stage, people like Tallahassee Symphony, Tallahassee Community Chorus, Opening Nights, you have a list then of these various organizations and performers. But the Artist Series is unique in my mind. Tell me if I'm right or wrong here, but it seems to me that you, as an organization, have really had to stand on your own two feet. You raise your own budget as best you can every year. And uniquely, you bring some of the world's best chamber music to us that otherwise we'd have to go to San Francisco or New York to actually get to hear these people and pay five times the price.
Yeah.
And you're bringing them to our doorstep.
Yeah.
That's a mission that I think is remarkable, first of all, but it's certainly unduplicated.
Right. I mean, it's just a $25 ticket to come see these fabulous musicians.
World class.
I mean, they truly are. And, you know, some of them we get as they're a little bit younger, but all of our artists have, you know, they go on the circuit. They perform internationally. They perform nationally. They win contests. So these are people, they have agents. These are people who do this for a living. They may also teach in universities or have their own private studios, but for the most part, these people truly are professional musicians. And, you know, I always get calls from patrons who say, oh, I'm so excited that this group is coming in town because right. we saw them when right. we were traveling right. and I can't believe they're coming here. So right. we get some really great, great artists.
Your season begins in the fall.
Yes.
And so here we are really on sort of the closing weeks of the series. And in that respect, I know we've got an artist coming up here, Daniel. Tell us about mm-hmm. Daniel Hsu.
Well, he's Daniel Hsu.
Oh, Hsu, beg your
yeah.
pardon.
Yeah. He is just an amazing performer, an amazing mm. pianist. And he's, I believe he's won some of the Clyburn Awards. He's won several of those. He's just an extensively, just a wonderful, wonderful pianist. I think you're going to enjoy everything that he does.
Philadelphia Inquirer mm-hmm. quotes this saying, he is a poet with an expressive edge to his playing that charms, questions, and coaxes.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel Hsu.
Yeah.
When you look at an artist of that caliber and at his point in his career, is that how that how is the decision made? That's an artist we'd like to have on our list.
Well, I have help. My degree is in music, so I feel very lucky to have the job that I have as executive director with the Artist Series.
Yes.
I do have a lot of knowledge. I would say probably my training is probably, it's classical, but it's also more musical theater.
Yeah, yeah.
So
and
it's wonderful that with the Artist Series,
way.
Yeah, and with the Artist Series, with the our board that we have Dr. Carla Connors, who, you know, sang with the Met.
I was going to say, your board is some of Tallahassee's
oh, yeah.
royalty.
Oh, yeah. And then our new artistic director is Laurel Yu, mm. who is, you know, a wonderful musician. And he, I think, manages a couple of other classical music series, you
right.
know, not in Tallahassee, sort of in the
right.
North Florida area. And he, those two are probably my go-tos. When
yeah.
I'll say, Laurel and I work together. We talk about what we would like to have, what we would like to hear, who looks good. We want it varied. So, you know, you want a pianist, you want violins, of course. So you usually always want a string quartet. You want some sort of piano trio. And then you might look for something that's completely, completely different. And then, like, for instance, this year in September, we had Mare's Trio. And Julia Yang is from Tallahassee. Mm. Her parents, Dr. and Mrs. Yang, you know, of course, are big supporters of ours and have been involved with the Artist Series for years. So we were so excited to get to bring Julia home. And that was our September concert. So we do a lot of, you know, we do try to find acts that are incredibly talented, that have incredibly high musicianship,
yes,
high
yes,
quality,
yes.
something that everyone's going to go, wow, that's amazing.
You know, in some respects, it is not unlike the person who says, well, I've never had that sort of food before, mm-hmm. so we're going to go to this restaurant yeah. that serves that type of food.
Mm-hmm.
And then you watch them as their eyes begin to widen and they realize, what I have been missing. This is incredible. So this concert is tomorrow afternoon, 4 o'clock.
Well, it,
is it too late
to
get tickets?
No.
So
Sunday, March 13th, 4 p.m.
Yes.
And yes, no, you can. Yes, no. That doesn't make sense. You can.
You're losing me right now, Melanie.
Exactly.
I'm so confused.
I know.
Yeah.
You can get tickets. Absolutely.
So
you
just
can
walk up, say, I want in.
Yes.
And they'll down your... Is it
$25? $25.
Okay.
And, of course, we also have season ticket holders. So those are people who paid and they have access to our full
season.
We should
be one of those.
You should be.
We should. Folks, we're talking to Melanie Mays. She is the executive director for the Artist Series. And you're in tune with Tallahassee Talks. Stay with me.
Every day, Sellers makes life a little better for homeowners, helping them find the best design ideas for their homes. With the best quality tile, carpet, and hardwood flooring, even mosaics and ceramic and vinyl solutions are right there at their fingertips. Professional designers and seasoned advisors are ready with expert guidance to be certain they find the best solutions for their home. And best of all, Sellers works hard to bring the lowest prices and the highest quality products all in one location. That saves homeowners time and money. Maybe it's time for you to find the Sellers advantage for your home or your office. See for yourself this week at Sellers' spacious showroom, conveniently located on Capitol Circle Northeast, just north of Mahan Drive. Or find them online at sellerstile.com. Style, quality, and design at Sellers in Tallahassee. 656-8453. I will try not to sing out of key.
We're back. We're talking to Melanie Mays, and you're learning a lot here about the Artist Series. If it's your first brush with this greatness, well, welcome aboard. They've been around for now 27 years and running. What's the most frustrating part for you in this job? And you've been with the Artist Series for a number of years now.
Since 2017.
Yeah.
You know, it's being able to find sponsors, people that value what we do. We're very lucky. I mean, we have some really wonderful sponsors. We truly do. And people who are very dedicated to us, not just corporations, but, you know, individuals. And so don't get me wrong. I adore each and every one of them. Mm. But it is sometimes hard to get groups that really don't know us, maybe don't know exactly what we do. And so that's a hard thing. The only other thing I would say is the continuous grant writing, because the Artist Series doesn't, and honestly, not just the Artist Series, I would say most music organizations and theatrical organizations, we all rely heavily on grants.
Grant money.
It's a lot of grant writing.
It's
and that's
an equation
hard.
That a lot of us, I think, are out of touch with, frankly. Mm. When you look at the, let's say, take-home pay for the average household in Tallahassee, last time I looked here, and it's recent, it's something around $48,000 average annual household income. Austin is at $64,000. That's a swing. So if you're relying on a ticket price entirely, well, first of all, at $150 a ticket, you've just priced yourself out of the market, because how many of us are going to be able to do that? Then again, you have this competition for corporate sponsorships, individual donors, and those grant dollars trying to get what they need to keep going.
Right. And we just found out, you know, because a lot of our money, some of our money comes from the state of Florida, but it's a grant that I have to write. And you never know if you're going to get funded, because I wrote the grant last June 1st. You never know if you're going to get funded until the legislature puts it through.
Right.
And it looks like we're going to be funded, but it's not for this year. It's for this coming year, actually.
Yeah.
So you're always writing. Right. You're always writing the year before for the next year, which is, you're going, I don't even know who we're booking.
It's like a moonshot.
It's hard. But, you know, and then you don't know. You write the grant and then you have to wait almost a full year before you even find out if you might get it. And so it's, I think we are going to get it this year. We got it last year and we're getting it this year. I do believe. I think they just announced it and it looks good, which is very exciting. But you just never know, because... You know, you have a lot of hurricanes in one season, you might not get funded, because if they need the monies to go elsewhere, it is going to go
elsewhere.
It's
a critical part, in my humble opinion, and it's the opinion of many, that if you want an active, community, and if you want to attract people to your community that are a vibrant part of the community growing, not simply economically, not simply from a financial point of view, let's just say from a cultural point of view, why would you want to live in Tallahassee? Well, that's been the plight of people like the Greater Tallahassee Chamber of Commerce. You know, how do we create this environment where the creative class, so-called, is not only attracted but retained? Mm-hmm. Well, you're central in that conversation.
Right. I mean, the arts do bring in people. The arts, you know, it's a huge industry. It brings in lots of money.
Well, and especially with people under 40 years old, they don't say, hey, here's a great job that pays well. They look at the community first and say, is this where I want to live?
Right. And you know, Tallahassee, surrounding areas, we're very lucky. I think you have a lot. Not only do you have sports, not only do you have a wonderful outdoor recreational sort of thing going on for most families, you know, you've got great churches, you've got all kinds of things. You have wonderful restaurants. I mean, Tallahassee's a great place. And then you've got the arts on top of it. And the arts are important, not just for tourists, for the locals.
For the locals.
Because that does help people decide to live here. The arts are very, very important for families, their children who want to be involved. I mean, it's a big deal. It really is.
It comes up for us a lot of times in conversations with local public officials when we look at how monies are being directed, whether it's tax dollars like the blueprint money, or grants that are being written by organizations like COCA. Where does that go? Where are those dollars being funneled or directed? Mm-hmm. Of late, of course, it's been a big concern, a bigger concern perhaps, more public outcry, because the $20 million that was allocated for the improvements at Doak Campbell Stadium certainly raised questions. Is that really the best way to use our tax dollars? Right. So if we said, well, what if we took, I don't know, $2 million or $10 million, take half of that, and let's fund another, part of COCA's efforts, or set up a performing arts foundation for Tallahassee. Then Melanie, and along with others, could say, we would apply for a portion of that.
Yeah.
And the direct impact is obvious, but this is the larger impact that you're talking about. Mm-hmm. So when you go down the road another 2, 3, 4 years, what are you going to have to show for it? Mm-hmm. You know, some improved stadium seating or an organization that actually grew to the point where now you're doing 6 or 7 or 8 concerts.
Or I could hire an employee instead of me doing all of it.
Doing a 40-hour week on a part-time.
Me and my volunteer board, who if I need help, they're the ones that step in. I mean, I can't tell you how much, Dr. Carla Connors helps me out because I am the only employee. It's a lot.
It's a lot to do.
It's a
and
lot.
It's something that I get on my soapbox over here, but I try to make that clear that what you're doing is great and it's about the artist series, but for us it's not just the artist series and what it does. It's what you represent to the maturation of, the growing up of this community where we're not all just working on a $40,000 a year pay and then trudging home at night and watching, Leave It to Beaver reruns. We find ourselves being challenged to imagine more, see ourselves in a way perhaps that we haven't. And if we get to go to a show like tomorrow afternoon with this remarkable, talented musician, well, maybe that does something to inform and affirm us, right?
You know, here's the thing: it's classical music. It makes you smarter. I mean, that sounds really silly and redundant, but it's really, really true. I mean, they've proven that you play classical music for babies.
Yes,
you know it
encourages
it,
cognitive development.
It truly does, and it's motor skills. Yeah. It's everything with children. You know, children who are involved with music become better readers. They become better mathematicians.
Indeed.
It's and they learn a discipline.
Right. When I was a kid, we'd go to Carnation Farms over in Eastern Washington. Big, big dairy. They played classical music in the barns because they found out the cows like it, and they actually produce more milk.
There you go.
So, folks, think about that. Right. If you're not going to this show tomorrow afternoon, you're cutting yourself out of what could be a very encouraging and otherwise productive life.
Correct.
Okay?
Correct.
Am I right?
Yes, you are right.
Okay, so tell us again. It's tomorrow afternoon at what time?
4 p.m. at Opperman Hall. You can buy tickets at the door. You can also buy them on our website, but it's just as easy to buy tickets at the door.
All right. Well, we're going to do that. I have a few more minutes with this lovely person. Melanie May is our guest, talking about the artist series in Tallahassee. And come on, we need to grow up here. So stay with me.
My dog was in bad shape, and I was scared. I had never seen her so sick, and my mind was racing. What to do? Who to call? I mean, I raised her from a puppy. She's like my best friend. A few years ago, she developed diabetes, and I've been following her daily regimen carefully. But that morning, something just wasn't right. She could barely move, and I thought, I'm losing my dog. I called a friend, and he said, call Dr. Pliskin. So I called Mahan Animal Clinic. They put me through immediately, and Dr. Pliskin said to get her there right away. Turns out her blood sugar had dropped dramatically, but he knew exactly what to do. I guess you know. There's no other place I would go knowing that Mahan Animal Clinic and Dr. Pliskin are there for me and Aerith.
Special people and special care for those you love. Mahan Animal Clinic on Mahan Drive near Costco. On the web at mahananimalclinic.com or call 402-0557.
Now we're really talking. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
So we're back and we're talking about the artist series, this concert that's tomorrow afternoon at Opperman, 4 o'clock. Tickets available online at the door. Do that for yourself. Give yourself a gift. You need this. Then comes this next show. I'm not even going to try to pronounce this.
Polonc Trio.
Thank you. I was going to say Pollens, but that's stupid because, see, I'm not listening to enough classical music.
See, and you'll see that in the second half of their program, they play a piece by Francis Polonc.
Wow. Yeah. The Polonc Trio. Tell us about these folks.
Oh,
three of them.
They're terrific. They are a trio, and they are piano, oboe, and bassoon.
Oh, man.
So that's something different. You know, we're used to a lot of times hearing piano and strings, so violin and cello.
So
this is different. This is woodwinds plus piano. So I think it's going to just give us a very, very interesting, listening experience.
I'm reading a little bit from your program. This particular Polonc Trio is committed to commissioning, performing, and recording new works from contemporary composers. Since its founding, the trio has greatly expanded the repertoire available for the oboe, bassoon, and piano, with more than 20 new works written or arranged for the group. How cool is that?
Yeah, that's really cool. I mean, traditional piano trios are, of course, piano and strings, and there's a lot of repertoire for that.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is not a piano trio. It's not, what we call it, but it is piano with the woodwinds.
Yes.
And so, yes, they do have to find music to play.
Indeed.
Right? So that's what they've done. And so I'm thrilled. I think we had them a few years ago before I was with the artist series. So, but it's been several years. It's been at least, more than 5 years.
Yeah.
And the nice thing about this concert, it's on May 8th, which I believe is Mother's Day this year. So buy mom a Mother's Day gift. Treat her to the Polonc Trio. What a great idea, huh?
Okay. So Sunday, May the 8th, the Polonc Trio at Opperman. Again, tickets. You should buy your tickets now because you know what? This one could easily sell out.
Tickets are just $25. Children 12 and under get in for free if they are with a paying adult. Mm. Students are only $5. That's student 13 and up.
Come on, man.
$5.
And especially if you do have a student in your family or students and you're wanting to encourage them in their musical gifts and talents, do this.
Yeah.
Because now they're going to be seeing the equivalent of, the Michael Jordan skyhook kind of performance, right, in athletics, or any of those performances that we point to and go, oh my gosh, how did, when you first saw Star Wars, I mean the very first Star Wars, it was electrifying.
Oh yeah.
How did they create all of this? Now we look back and go, wow, look where we've come in, what, 30 years?
Yeah.
Since its introduction. So that kind of experience, you got a guy who's 10 years old or younger, and he's being exposed to this, whether he pursues music professionally or not, isn't really the point, is it?
No.
Because you said earlier, look at what it does for that individual.
And, you know, it's just, it's a lot of confidence. I think kids gain lots of confidence just learning to play an instrument. It's something that they're learning to accomplish.
Yeah.
It gives you an orderly mind. I mean, it does lots of things for you. And there is absolutely documented proof that it does make better students.
Oh, yeah. Cognitive skills, mm-hmm, even social skills, relational skills. My first instrument actually was an accordion.
Me too. That's what I play.
How cool.
I play the accordion.
Do you?
Yes.
I've long ago lost the instrument that I had. I think my mother put it, you know, like in a garage sale or something. Very sad.
I just played it in the Christmas show at the Opera House. I did.
Okay, you should come next time with accordion in hand, and we'll have you perform for us.
Yay!
Right here on our set.
There you go.
Yeah. Melanie Mays. Wow, multi-talented.
Polka queen of the
You're
world.
Like a
I'm really not.
Multi-level threat on all of these kinds of things.
Or a threat, anyway.
My musical background really began and then moved forward, and then my next instrument was the alto saxophone.
I play that too.
So there you go. Mm. See, you and I have these connections.
I don't play it well, but yeah, I do play it. I play piano and accordion.
I was the only kid ever allowed to play saxophone in a symphonic orchestra because our middle school, who recently just passed, was very sad. But he was a remarkable, Mr. Rodrique, and he was remarkable with kids, and he needed a saxophone because they were going to do pictures at an exhibition.
Yeah.
So I got to actually play, and then he let me stay in the orchestra even after that performance.
Cool.
Very cool.
Yeah.
It happens, folks, that when you take opportunity with somebody like Melanie Mays and this remarkable organization, the Artist Series, you bring nothing but good, into your family, into your personal life. If you could wave your magic wand, and we'll get away from the funding part because that's just always the easy answer. What would you want the Artist Series to be when you look down the road here, 3, 4, 5 years out? Mm-hmm. Is it to do more shows? Is it to do even more talented folks? I don't know if that's possible.
Yeah, we've stayed pretty much at 5 concerts for quite a long time.
Yeah.
And I know that our previous artistic director, Philip Spurgeon, who was, you know, with us for so long, did such a great job, passed away February 2020.
Yeah.
He wanted us, he really wanted us to stay at 5 concerts. So we try to honor what he wanted. And I believe it's important to keep it there. But I don't think he would.
Because of the caliber of each show?
Yeah. These artists cost money. They're not cheap.
So
every once in a while you think about, well, should we go to a smaller season? But it would be fabulous. Yes, my wish would be that we could add another concert or two, you know, things like that. Of course, that would be wonderful to have. It'd be a huge dream to be able to move from Opperman to Ruby Diamond.
Yes.
I mean, if we could sell out Ruby Diamond, I mean, wouldn't that be amazing? I think that's that probably isn't going to happen just because we love the intimacy of Opperman.
Opperman has a charm and a focus
seats like 433.
It really is.
And it's very intimate, which is perfect. Perfect for chamber music because
it
should. Chamber music,
that's
just by the definition.
Created.
Yes, it was literally in the king's ballroom or the smaller meeting room. And so, you know, small groups of instruments would get together and play for the wealthy. And that's what it was.
Now we're calling them living room concerts. Or
concerts. And some people still do that. I've attended a few in Monticello that were really fun, you know. Different music, of course. But so, yes, that would be my dream to be able to add add more concerts.
Well, let's do that. Folks, let me put a bug in your ear. If you're a business owner, you need to get in touch with Melanie and talk about sponsoring next year's series. You can do that at any time.
Yeah.
It's called the Artist Series. You can find them online at theartistseries.org,
And we are the Artist Series of Tallahassee.
Look at
so that's our full name, not that, to confuse yeah. with other Artist Series, but
the
we
artist
are.
The Artist Series of Tallahassee.
Yes.
TheArtistSeries.org. That's yes. where you want to go. Check it out tomorrow afternoon. Great show coming up, and we will look forward to all this great stuff coming, courtesy of The Artist Series and our dear friend Melanie Mays.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks for being with us today. Folks, that's what I have for you here at the moment. You stay with me. I've got more coming up after the top of the hour with Kathy Whidden Tully, and I'm going to hope that you'll just stay right where you are. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Josh, and this is an ad for Supersigns. We were going to do an ad that was funny or maybe really dramatic, you know, something clever, but that just didn't work. So I'm just going to tell you, Supersigns is great. I mean, they're really great. And it's not just me saying it. Lots of people posting and talking to their friends. Here's one. We are so happy with all our signs and banners by Supersigns. Highly recommend. Here's another. These guys are awesome. They run their business with great quality and service. Our lighted sign looks fantastic. I can't rave enough. Supersigns does the really big stuff, like outdoor lighted signs, vehicle wraps, wall murals, and all the banners, the yard signs, and indoor signs, too. So for your business or your birthday party, Supersigns is your sign company. So that's it. That's our ad. Supersigns is great. I mean, really, really, really great. You should call them, 422-1883, or go to their website, yoursupersigns.com. How's that for clever?
Hi, I'm Tom Flanagan. You're listening to Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Here we are in the second hour of Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Yours truly giving you the very best that he has to offer. All of a sudden, I'm referring to myself in the third person. Yeah. Doesn't it bother you when somebody answers the phone and they say, this is, hello, this is Brian Cerny. What? Why do we do that? Why don't we just say, hi, I'm Brian, or hi, I'm Joe, hi, I'm Susan? Like first person? I mean, would you walk up to somebody someplace in a room and say, hi, this is Brian Cerny? What? It's just so strange. But then we do a lot of strange things, I think, in everyday practice. You know, we vomit up our entire life story among people who don't really know us, and it's online at any time. I mean, you just, it's not real. It's not real behavior. I mean, it is, but it's not certainly something that we're customarily known to do. We don't start divulging personal information to strangers, but my goodness, people talking about, you know, some of the most detailed parts of their lives. I don't know. I am not that way. I like promoting other folks particularly. I like the fact that we have a radio station called Moose Magnificat. You can do it. Come on, say it with me. Moose Magnificat. Okay, for some of you, you want to say cat, Moose Magnificat. No, it's Moose Magnificat. You need to spend some time on that word. Magnificat is a great word. It's, you know, think of other words like magnificent or magnanimous. Right. Magnificat. A glorious celebration of local musicians playing their original songs all the time. It's what Moose is all about. Moose loves the locals. And why not? We got some great, great artists, musicians, songwriters, performers, soloists and trios and, golly, full throttle stage shows. Yeah, Tallahassee Nights. Are you kidding me? Right. So a lot of these performances are coming up, including LeMoyne's Chain of Parks Art Festival. I think they've got Tallahassee Nights scheduled as one of their select parts of that wonderful celebration of art and music and even some good food. Lemoyne's annual Chain of Parks Art Festival. It's coming up. We'll have more details for you in the weeks ahead. Here's something that's happening for you as we launch this year's Tallahassee Food Challenge for 2022. It's a simple request. Let's challenge hunger in our community. And really what we're trying to do is say, you know, we cannot look away. According to the census of 2010, 27% of the people who live in Leon County are at or below poverty level. That's an estimated 62,000 people. A majority of those, are living in parts of our county historically are recognized for some of the most dire poverty in the entire state, with food deserts. Yeah. Meaning that they just don't have access to food, healthful food. So the food challenge says, let's take that challenge, fill a bowl, and feed the hungry. The larger, maybe more far-reaching solutions are still ahead of us. Yes. So as the city and the county and even the state of Florida grapples with what we can do to encourage economic development and find avenues for people to lift themselves up out of generational poverty, I mean, those are real goals. And by the way, when you give $20 million to one major, major plantation, you leave all those other chillens out there in the field just, you know, doing what they do, scrapping for the best they can. Well, I mean, that just kind of flies in the face of this whole notion that Leon County can be a better place for more of us. And I think there's a mantra that we need to keep saying. Look for the greatest good that we can do for the greatest number of people over the greatest period of time. That's the role of governance, according to our friend Tom Flanagan, and the difference between governance and politics. So the political aspects of even our tiny little town here in Tallahassee get in the way of governance, which, if it's to be reduced to the nitty-gritty, it really comes down to, and how do we fill a pothole? How do we create a job opportunity? How do we give people not just a job opportunity, but the training to accompany that, to prepare them for sustainable income? An income that would provide for the accumulation of wealth, the acquisition of property, and such. Yeah, these are bigger problems than what the food challenge can address. In the interim, in the foreground, is this challenge. Take the challenge, fill a bowl, feed the hungry. And the information you'll find online is pretty clear. You go to TallahasseeFoodChallenge.com. We've even created for you a button that you can donate directly to Second Harvest. And we do that because Second Harvest represents the biggest, most far-reaching source for all of the other food charities in our region, covering 11 counties. So when you're giving to Second Harvest, you really in turn are giving to all of those charities that are on the downline. They're on the delivering end, as well as Second Harvest doing so directly. And we're going to have Monique Ellsworth, the director over there. She's going to be with us here in the weeks ahead, I think next week, and talk with her at length about the latest happenings. They've done a remarkable thing, too, setting up food distribution around the region in various places where you can actually just go. One of them is over there at Frenchtown Heritage Hub. I mean, I've been by there, and you see local neighbors, you know, leaving food and then exchanging, picking up cans of food or whatever non-perishable food they have there in that little closet. It's a great opportunity. Learn more about it. TallahasseeFoodChallenge.com is the place. One last note, since we have Kathy Tully standing by. She's going to talk with us about Wooden Glass, and their challenge has been finding able employees. Well, the successful Leon Works Expo is returning to the Tuck on Friday, April 22nd. Tucker Civic Center, hosted by Leon County Government, Tallahassee-Leon County Office of Economic Vitality. Exhibitors can be a part of this whole thing. They can customize their booths and deliver materials, but you got to register. The deadline is March 25th, so that's coming up. Early bid registration costs begin at $50, so you want to get in there. They may have raised those by now that the place starts to fill up. Learn more about it. LeonCountyFL.gov/LeonWorks.
Hi, I'm Josh, and this is an ad for Supersigns. We were going to do an ad that was funny or maybe really dramatic, you know, something clever, but that just didn't work. So I'm just going to tell you, Supersigns is great. I mean, they're really great. And it's not just me saying it. Lots of people posting and talking to their friends. Here's one. We are so happy with all our signs and banners by Supersigns. Highly recommend. Here's another. These guys are awesome. They run their business with great quality and service. Our lighted sign looks fantastic. I can't rave enough. Supersigns does the really big stuff, like outdoor lighted signs, vehicle wraps, wall murals, and all the banners, the yard signs, and indoor signs too. So for your business or your birthday party, Supersigns is your sign company. So that's it. That's our ad. Supersigns is great. I mean, really, really, really great. You should call them, 422-1883, or go to their website, yoursupersigns.com. How's that for clever?
Good morning, friends. This is your friend, Dr. Benjamin Franklin. We're talking with Brian Cerny on Tallahassee Talks.
Among the many businesses in Tallahassee that have been around for better than, let's say, 20 years or even 30 years, there are a few that we refer to generally as legacy businesses. These are companies that for their lifetime have not only been around maybe three or four decades, they have maintained a sort of attitude, I suppose, and certainly have a kind of lineage that is cross-generational. And there are not too many left. We have a few that continue in the manner that they first began. They really take a sort of old school, if you want to call it that, attitude about caring for their customers. Doesn't that sound like a great idea? If you're like me and you like to fix stuff around your house, well, you know, you end up over at one of the big box stores and none of those people know anything, generally speaking, about the things you're looking for to fix your plumbing or your light fixture or whatever. They're just not prepared to help you. But when it comes to a company like Wooden Glass, this is a company that was started by a single man, Jack Wooden, back in 1945. He had a little help from, I think, an uncle of his. And in starting this company, was really encouraged by people like his uncle and others to apply that approach, that very personal, very hands-on provision for the customer. Well, it continues. And we're looking at 2022. So let's see, from 45 to 22, what is that, 73 years? Yeah, almost 75. In marketing terms, we always say nearly 75 years. And that's a fair statement. And it happens that I have our guest with us today who runs the company to this day. And it's a pleasure to have Kathy Wooden Tully. How are you?
I'm fine today.
It's good to have you finally here. And I have to say, for those who are maybe unacquainted, you certainly know the name by now, because Wooden Glass has been involved in so many ways with this community, sponsoring athletics, college athletics, Florida State, FAMU, TCC. Jack Whidden himself, the founder of the company, served the county as a county commissioner for better than, I guess, for 20 years. Continuing, they have in this last number of years, last couple of decades. I mean, I can remember back when I first moved to Tallahassee, and that was in 78. And you'd always see that Whidden Glass logo on a sign at a ball field, or they'd be involved in some community-wide activity, helping sponsor a fundraiser. It's always been sort of the heart of this thing. And Kathy, I look in your direction and I think of that history and your personal history. I think you were something like 12 years old when your mom decided to teach you how to keep the books. Is that right?
That's right. We used to be open on Saturday half a day, and I would go down with my dad on Saturday morning, and my mama had taught me how to take a receipt, and there was a sale, and there was tax, and then there was a total. So she showed me how to break that out, and I did that for a number of years on Saturday till probably I reached high school age.
Yeah. And in fact, it seems to me you're still doing that. There's still the cost of the product, the resale, the tax, and the net, right?
That's right. Yeah. And that money that was taken in had to, you know, balance out to what was in that drawer against those tickets.
Isn't that a remarkable concept that somehow there's balance in that? Yeah. And it's what entrepreneurial kinds of folks like you are focused on mostly. And particularly in relation to a product like glass, that itself is its own world, isn't it? Glass isn't like, I don't know, ceramic or metal. It has properties that, I mean, it's a man-made product, first of all, right?
It is, and there's a lot of makeup to it, and different products within glass, there are different things can do, but it's not a product that your average household person knows how to cut, because it takes a special tool to cut a glass cutter, which sounds simple, but it's a touch to it. I can't say that I ever was an expert at it at all, but if you're going to work in the business, you're going to have to learn how to use a glass cutter and cut.
Well, let's talk about that part of it, because that has been the challenge for so many business owners in this last number of years. And we're now talking about this thing called the Great Resignation, where people just en masse have said, I'm done, I'm out, I'm not working there anymore. And that's left a lot of local businesses really scrambling. In your case, you can't just hire anybody off the street and expect them to perform at this technical level, can you?
No, it takes several weeks and months to get to a point to how you've got to be able to handle a piece of glass. Most people are not used to that. They're scared of it. So you've got to come to a terms with it, how to handle it so that you are not going to get cut by it. And then the purpose of actually being able to cut a piece of glass to a specific size.
You know, in fact,
it takes training.
It's that and the time and the patience, right?
It's patience. And a lot of people these days, they come in and they're like, well, I can't do that. And they give up before they even attempt to.
Which has got to be even more disheartening, because for a business owner, you expend the time, and which translates into the money, to get that person on board, and then they walk.
Exactly. That's a problem that we've had for the last few years, not just since the pandemic. It's been a problem before, because people are not willing and wanting to put in that time and give it the passage of time to so you become
really
comfortable
learn.
With it. It's not like, you know, somebody handing you a rake and saying, hey, rake these leaves. We all know how to use a rake. We don't want to, but we can.
Regardless.
When it has to be done.
Yeah. It's a skill we can easily acquire.
Yes.
Whereas, I believe the term is glacier?
Glazer.
A glazer.
And actually, that's a term, someone who knows not only how to cut glass, but they know how the installation properly of it is. That involves, and that's a lot of time and effort, not just a few weeks. That's months of time to really get to that point, because you've got to learn the different types of glass products that they are, the different components that go with it, framing, and
yep.
I can't even tell you all of that. I just know that if you walk into a storefront, it's not like just a few pieces of metal. There's
right.
lots of components and parts to it that to make up that framing for
wow.
that to
yeah.
glass to fit into in the right kind of glass.
And there you go. There's the expertise on the other side of that question. How are we going to craft this particular installation so it fits this particular situation? Yeah. We're talking with Kathy Whitten Tully. She is the president of, and I believe, chief cook and bottle washer. I mean, there are several titles that she's not a glazier. Is that what you said?
No, I am not.
But she knows one. In fact, we're going to talk about Michael Spurlock here in just a minute. Folks, you stay with me. We've got a little bit more here with this lovely lady learning more about Whitten Glass. Stay tuned.
In 1945, Jack Whitten started a glass company in Tallahassee. Now, over 70 years and three generations later, it's still working every day, doing just as Jack wanted, giving his customers real solutions for replacing window glass, providing custom cut mirrors, and supplying superior bath and shower enclosures. Local building contractors know Whitten Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. They prefer Whitten because of their precision and mastery of eye-catching storefront glass and countertop glass. It's a fact. When you choose Whitten Glass, you're working with real glass people who will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. It's what Jack Whitten wanted, and it's been the Whitten way of doing business for over 70 years. Whitten Glass, Tallahassee's first family in glass since 1945. Call Whitten Glass today or visit them online, 850-222-5781 or whittenglass.com.
Bringing you whatever Tallahassee is talking about this week. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Talking with Kathy here about Whitten Glass and its history, a company that started in 1945, and continues now in their third generation, because your two sons are active in the business and have been for some time, right?
That's correct, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. They have had to learn the front end as well as the installation side. So they're really in part of all of these aspects, maybe apart from the actual cutting of the glass. But I mentioned Michael Spurlock in our first segment. This is a guy who emulates the qualities of a craftsman. And there's a great photo of him that has shown up on your website and on various places online in print, where I think the backstory on this is that a customer had walked in off the street with a particular piece of glass or a part of a shower enclosure, something that he was frustrated in trying to deal with, and he handed this over to Mr. Spurlock. And according to what I've learned about this, Spurlock looked at this and said, "Yeah, I think we can make this work." And without even having gone much further with it, he took that situation in hand, and as it turned out, was able to make the customer pretty happy with the outcome. The term was dubbed "real glass people" after that, because in fact, these are the folks that are more than the big box people just handing you something that came off the truck. These are craftsmen, aren't they?
He is. This is a young man that came. He got out of the service and had moved back to Tallahassee, where his mom and his stepdad lived. And stepdad called on us as a salesperson and another. And he asked one of my older brother at the time, he said, "Do you have any openings here?" He said, "I got a stepson that's come back to town." And we said, "Send him down."
Wow. And that was many years ago.
So he came in, and this is many years ago, and he didn't know anything about the glass business, but he's the type of person who likes to get in and figure things out. And he started out where most do. You learn to cut a small piece of what we call single strength window glass.
Mm.
And you've got to start there before you move on to thicker stuff and cutting pattern glass and that kind of thing. But he has stayed with us all these years, and a lot of times he's the one that you want to say, let's see if we can figure out how we can do this. And he's more than willing to, for something, a customer comes in that wants something special, we won't just say, nope, we can't do it. We will take a time, and he will, to see if he can figure out how to do it. He loves to be able to try new things. And and over the years, not only has he cut glass and a lot of furniture top pieces and patterns, he takes pride in what he does, and he's learned, and he's had to learn how to install shower enclosures and that kind of thing, because he has to go out sometimes when we're short of people from the outside, which puts a hard spot on us in the office when somebody comes in, and I don't have him in the shop to do that. But don't find many people like that anymore who are willing to stick with you and are always willing to do what he can when you need him.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen other photos of him out there with those crews. Mm-hmm. There's one series of photos where they're doing a storefront installation for Planet Fitness, by the way, without breaking the glass.
Yes.
And then you have the stories about putting tabletops on big conference room tables at an office that's three stories up, and they got to carry this stuff up a flight of stairs. So this is a rare individual who can master not only the technique, but has the wherewithal to say, this is what it's going to require if we're going to satisfy the requests of this customer. You think that's missing in many respects? You think we've lost that to some degree as a community?
I think we've lost it some. I'm sure there are people out there, but we just don't get them. And a lot of times we have people, and you try to explain, you know, this is not something you're going to learn in a week.
It's a trade,
it takes time. Kind of, and if you, first thing you say to somebody is, if you're afraid of it, then you're probably not going to last.
Yeah.
You have to respect it.
Is there training available, third party? I mean, can they go somewhere and learn this, like an auto mechanic?
No.
Okay.
It is strictly hands-on learning. You've got to be willing to take it in and try things. And over the years, we've had plenty of employees who have, but they may not have stayed, or they, found something different to do. But I can think back to 20 years ago when most people who would come, who would be willing, because if you could explain to them and make them understand, this is not something you're going to learn in this week or next week. Mm. It's going to be time. But it's a product that you have to respect what it is there for. And when you're told this is the way you handle it, then you need to be able to take that in and realize we're not telling you this just for you to hear something.
Yeah.
There's a
not
reason
just
for
talking.
It.
Yeah.
We're very fortunate over the years that we've never had anyone seriously cut to a point that it disabled them.
Mm-hmm. Glass
is glass. I mean, I'll have to say it's been quite a while, a number of years since I had to rush one of them somewhere to get them stitched up.
Well, that's good news.
We like to hear that.
Safety
and
first.
But glass products have changed. Right. We now have tempered glass, which in most people, it will break. But the purpose of it is the way that it breaks. It breaks into small crumble pieces.
Yeah,
you're not going to get seriously cut with some deep thing sticking in you.
Raises a good point about that, because in commercial applications, you can't just put regular window glass in a doorway, for heaven's sakes.
Specifics.
And there are specifics, right?
Correct.
Regulations?
There are regulations based on the what kind of glass it is, how close it is to a floor, what the size is, and all of that.
Yeah.
So,
we're fortunate here, folks. We've had Widen Glass a part of our company for a number of years. As you know, they're a presenting sponsor for this broadcast, as well as our Tallahassee Food Challenge. They're involved there. They're also sponsoring the Tallahassee Prepared campaign. That's an annual effort to keep us prepared for severe weather because, just this last few days we've had a tornado watch at hand and people struggling with all of the inclement weather that has come our way out of nowhere. So that's what Tallahassee Prepared is all about. And here we have Widen Glass to thank in part for keeping us informed, maintaining that information. You know, we have glass doors in our office space, and it's a remarkable thing too when you can use glass architecturally, because you leave the office with a sense of openness that otherwise you wouldn't, even in a small space, right?
It does. Glass, particularly if you use a clear glass. I mean, if it's a door sitting there, or if you have a window in the wall just to give you an open, to have that glass there that you can see through, it gives it an open feeling. You, the light comes through it, which once again opens up that space.
I love those posts that you guys do on your Facebook page and Instagram and so forth. Some of these remarkable uses of glass around the world that really just points back to the unique value and the unique value of this company, Whidden Glass, now since 1945. I've got Kathy Whidden Tully with me, the president. She's going to stay with me for just a bit longer. You're in tune with Tallahassee you're in tune with Tallahassee Talks. Stay with me.
Every day, Sellers makes life a little better for homeowners, helping them find the best design ideas for their homes with the best quality tile, carpet, and hardwood flooring. Even mosaics and ceramic and vinyl solutions are right there at their fingertips. Professional designers and seasoned advisors are ready with expert guidance to be certain they find the best solutions for their home. And best of all, Sellers works hard to bring the lowest prices and the highest quality products all in one location. That saves homeowners time and money. Maybe it's time for you to find the Sellers advantage for your home or your office. See for yourself this week at Sellers' spacious showroom, conveniently located on Capitol Circle Northeast, just north of Mahan Drive. Or find them online at sellerstile.com. Style, quality, and design at Sellers in Tallahassee. 656-8453.
Hi, I'm Jerry.
And I'm Pete.
And we're with the Jerry Thigpen Trio, and you're listening to Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
In the face of the last couple of years, when like all businesses, especially owner-operated businesses, small businesses in our town faced shutdowns, faced employees not showing up because they've been tested positive, or they are showing symptoms. So the disruption there has been unprecedented, I suppose. Would you say in your time?
I would say yes. I mean, of course, when all this started, what now is it now, 2.5 years ago? You know,
That's right.
COVID and stuff.
Yeah.
We didn't know how it was going to affect. We were trying very careful with the number of people we had in our shop, in our office, all of this to give them as much information that we could. We posted stuff around. I mean, and I'm sure this is something everybody did.
Yeah.
But we had no idea what we were going to be facing. But as time went on, I guess our first experience was in two of our employees who made up one of our crews, that we called it. Usually it was a more experienced worker with a helper. They tested positive for COVID, so obviously as soon as they got their results, they had to leave. They never came back.
Wow.
Which put us in an extreme bind, because they were the ones that we sent on most of our commercial jobs. And so, of course, by then we made an even more strong effort to make sure that the people who were there followed the protocol to keep it down so we didn't spread it throughout. We were very fortunate that we did not spread at that time, but as time has gone on, that has been what, I can't come into work today. I'm feeling symptoms to COVID, and so I've got to go get tested. And then we may not ever hear from them again.
Wow.
We're down probably, as far as all of the years that I've been there, which has been over 40-something years, I don't like doing the math.
Me neither.
We have got the smallest workforce that we have ever had.
What are you saying now to people who are saying, boy, I'd kind of like to try that? Maybe what would they do?
Well, it's, you know, we put out there that we have openings, that we're hiring and to come in. But like anything, you have to go through the process. You've got to fill out an application. And you've got to find a, you know, then you, if you hire someone, you've got to just determine, are you going to have the aptitude? You're going to have the determination to stick with it. And unfortunately, that's not what's happening. We don't have many that want to stick to it and learn, if you want to put it as learn a trade.
Yeah.
But it's a trade that you got to realize
it's an art form.
That's a good way to put it, as an art form. Yeah. But it's also a trade or that art form that there's always a need for.
Indeed.
I mean, fortunately, our phones are still ringing and people need things. But then as a business, we're having to say, sorry, but it's going to be weeks.
A lot of businesses like yours in that same situation. What I noticed, too, is your accommodation. You talked about what you did with your facility there for the sake of you, because you have a lot of walk-in traffic.
We do.
At that front desk, and you put up the acrylic shields. You made sure things were sanitized. You had areas marked off on the floor. All of that to say to these customers, we have your safety in mind. And that opened up a whole new, who knew, a line of product for you, because you guys started turning out these acrylic shields that were portable and, you know, countertop type of stuff. I think you did quite a bit of business there.
We did, and that is, like I said, it's been since then. And, of course, you're talking a year and a half longer.
Yeah, yeah.
Now you can walk into any box store and you can find shields. They may not be as sturdy as the ones we make, but we're also not mass producing. We're doing what it needs to be done to fit your particular situation. We're custom make them to fit your situation.
That's what I have heard people say. I've read through a lot of your Google reviews online, and that comes through. There's a thread of thought that says, this is a company who looked at my situation and then made the solution that fit my need. Mm-hmm. That's, again, a sort of, I guess, a kind of art form, or it's harder to find that, right? You're certainly not going to get it at a big box store.
No, well, I mean, and I guess to really think about our product that we sell being glass, and obviously there's many different kinds of glass. So you really, I wait on customers just as well and haven't been there long enough, and that you need to, we need to ask questions, because without us knowing what your situation is as my customer, we can't really advise you and give you the best advice without asking questions. It's just like, to us, if I come in, you need want a new shower enclosure. Well, and shower enclosure covers a lot of
Details.
Details.
Yeah.
It might, when you refer to it, you might be talking about a single shower door.
Right.
But then we've done some that could be two doors, three or four panels of glass and stuff. So it's all custom based on what you're doing in your particular home or,
you know,
that
I've,
type of thing. So it's not, you can't walk into our showroom and say, okay, I want that. Well, no, that's not how you, everything is custom ordered. I think every customer, we have to look at every customer. Their situation is unique, and so therefore, we're asking questions, and it's not because we're trying to get into your business. We're just trying to make sure that we can do for you what you know. You have an image in your head, or you have an image that you can see in your mind because you looked at it before you left home.
Yes.
But we have to keep asking questions to make sure we got to figure out what kind of framing you've got as to what kind of glass it is. And then you've got options once we even figure that out as to how thick that piece of glass is. Then we got to know, is this going to take regular glass? Is this got to be safety glass? There's more to it than most people realize when they come in or call on the phone. And we're not trying to be hard. You just got to ask questions to make sure that you're going to give them the best advice for them to move forward to do what they want to do. And I think sometimes that's all we have always approached, just good old hometown, small town. So that's it. We hope that we can build a relationship with whatever you walk through there. And it's great. We have people who come in and say, oh, I've ever gone bought glass anywhere but from y'all, you know. Well, in their mind, It could have been 5 years ago the last time they walked in, you know. I'm certainly not going to remember something from 5 years ago, but you never know.
Well, and then with that in mind, we're going to look forward to the next 5 and 10. And hopefully, you know, you'll be sitting on a beach somewhere, you know, drinking Mai Tais or whatever, and just remembering the good old days at Whidden Glass. Our guest today, Kathy Whidden Tully, who is the president of this fantastic company, all these many years that they've been serving this community and the region, Whidden Glass. You can find them online at whiddenglass.com. And we'll look forward to getting some more information from this lovely person in the months ahead. Thanks for being here today, my friend.
Well, thanks for having me.
A good opportunity. Folks, that's what I do for you here every week. We're called Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. We are the production of Spatterwork Media and Entertainment, coming to you from the studios of Moose Magnificat Streaming Radio, bringing all local musicians playing their original songs all the time. That is the sound of Tallahassee on Moose Magnificat. You'll find them online at moosemagnificat.com. Carl Cerny is our executive producer. I'll be looking for you again next week. So come on, Tallahassee, come talk to me.
Whidden Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Whidden Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Whidden Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Whidden Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Whidden's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Whidden Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Whidden's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Whidden Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Whidden is known for taking care of business. Whidden Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.